Welcome to WDOT Port Washington. I'm Chris Spina alongside Adam Jackman and Lewis Blakeman this Friday morning. Once again, it's a Friday morning sports show here on WDOT. The winter sports are over, and we're going to preview this upcoming spring sports here at Schreiber.
All right, so just to give you an overview of what we're going to be covering this season on Port Vikings Instagram, as well as the Friday morning sports show. I, Adam Jackman, I'm going to take softball, baseball. Lewis Blakeman is going to take girls lacrosse and boys lacrosse. Chris Bean is going to take boys track and girls track. And Matt Hassan, who isn't here today, he will take boys tennis and girls badminton. Just remembering now, we need a coverage for boys golf as well. So we'll think about that a little later. But right now, I just want to get into the sports that I'm previewing: boys baseball, girls softball. So for the boys baseball team, coached by Matt Holzer and Philip Spatek, last season, coming off an 11-11 season and a heartbreaking loss to Plainview JFK in the county quarterfinals. But Port is in a new bracket this year, not with the powerhouses in the AA conference of Farmingdale, Massapequa, and Oceanside. They are now in a conference with Plainview, East Meadow, Hicksville, and Baldwin, the exact same conference that basketball was in this past year.
So that would help for playoff seeding if you guys have a good conference record?
That would immensely help for playoff seeding, because there's a potential that we could go even undefeated in this conference, that, you know, there are no team that can really beat us. And that's what I personally think. I personally think that that none of these teams match up to us, that really we're better than all of them. We might have a loss here and there, but it will definitely help with conference seeding and maybe hopefully getting a home playoff series. There were a couple of teams that left the AA conference this year and went to the A conference, so now we have less teams, so there will not be a one play-in game playoff game, like a single elimination. Once you get into the playoffs, it will automatically be a three-game series.
Yeah.
So hopefully Port can
win the advantage. Last year, did you guys have a play-in game?
We did have a play-in game against Baldwin at home.
That was
a single elimination. And then we went on to the three-game series against Plainview. But what that does, obviously, tires out your ace pitcher in that single elimination game. Now we're going right into the quarterfinals, kind of like you guys did, right into the quarterfinals, whereas last year you guys had to play that kind of play-in game before the quarterfinals. And, you know, obviously it tires you out. It requires extra effort. So definitely benefiting from that this year. So just to take you very quickly through kind of the rotation, got the two aces on the mound, Alex Chang, Derek Livingston, and obviously major contributors on offense. Going to be Alex Chang again, the switch hitting center fielder and pitcher, Jackson Trenneman behind the dish, Aaron Klug at short, and Sean Meth at third base. So kind of an overview of baseball right there. And getting just quickly into softball, last year they beat, I believe, Hicksville in the first round of the playoffs, but then lost to East Meadow in a very close game. This team has a lot of talent, led by senior leader Kelly Gallagher, and also her sister, Ashlyn Gallagher, who's committed to, I believe,
University of Southern California.
South Carolina. USC, South Carolina. Definitely a real good talent there. She's played with national teams across the country. And I think the one thing that Port does need to work on, though, this season, they've got a great offense, but they're pitching. We'll see how that comes through on the softball field. When I watched them in their coaches versus cancer game last season, they won the game, but they won like 9-7. So really they're relying on shootout-type victories, kind of like these big offensive games to try to come through and get the victory. Obviously you can't sustain that against really good pitching teams against you, because you won't hit and you'll give up a lot of runs. So hopefully they can find some good pitching this season and maybe make a run at that county championship.
Yep, sounds good.
So, Lewis, why don't you want to take us through lacrosse this season?
Yeah, so for boys lacrosse last year, they won the first round. We won the first round because I'm on the team against Oceanside in a 11. I think it was final was 11-8 or 11-9. So
sounds
it was pretty.
Right. I think it was 11-8.
Yeah, 11-8. So it was a pretty close game. They gave us a run for our money, and they actually are playing with a chip on their shoulder this year, making statements that they're going to beat us. So we're definitely fired up for our game in Oceanside coming in the middle of the season. So then we went on to play in the semifinals against the perennial powerhouse Massapequa, and it was a ball game at halftime. It was, we were only down 5-3, but then they turned on the Jets and pulled away in the second half. But this year, the team is just, it's very different. It's a younger team. Going from basketball to now lacrosse, it's weird because you're on a team that's so senior-heavy, and then you come to lacrosse, and you look around, and in the starting lineup, it's mostly 10th graders and 11th graders, and there's a few seniors here and there. But it's going to be interesting. We have a little bit of a different non-league schedule this year. We're playing teams like Wontaw, teams that we've never typically played before. And we get our first chance to play against a different color on tomorrow in a combined practice with Cary High School. So
Lewis, let me just give you a quick question about lacrosse.
Yeah.
What do you think the floor and the ceiling are for this team this year?
Well, I think that right now we're kind of, people are sleeping on us a little bit in the fact that they do a preseason ranking before every season.
Yeah.
And
FLG does that, right?
Yeah. And I think a couple of other, like, inside lacrosse, but every year we've been the four seed for it's usually Piqua and then either Syosset or Farmingdale and then us. And then this year they put Oceanside over us and gave us the five seed. So that kind of got us fired up. And it's kind of good, though, in a way, because that means that teams aren't expecting much of us. But they don't realize that we have so many young players that have gotten better over the course of the year. And then I think that every year we're always capable of going to the Nassau County semifinal. I think that we're going to try and get a better conference record this year so that we can play either Farmingdale or Syosset in the semifinal instead of Piqua, which we have done the past 3 years, actually, and then hopefully give us a better chance to make it to the Nassau County Championship.
Yeah, it's kind of just that pesky four seed where you're going to have to play the one seed and you get stuck in that tough situation. But, you know, to win the county championship, probably going to have to beat Massapequa.
Yeah.
Definitely get better throughout the season and then, you know, hopefully you can challenge them because, you know, they're a good team. But you guys, if you play it right, you guys can hopefully walk out of there with a win.
How has Massapequa changed from last year? Have they gotten better?
They are probably better because last year their team was junior heavy. So last year they actually didn't have this kid named Kenny Brower who's committed to Duke. And he tore his ACL, so he'll be playing this year. And they have arguably the number one face-off guy in the country who's committed to Cornell.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. They're borderline top 25 team in the country.
Well, it's going to be a challenge, but
it's going to be a challenge.
I think you guys are poised to take it.
Yep.
So, girls lacrosse?
For girls lacrosse, so they have a bunch of returning players, but they did lose a couple, including Allie Hoffman, who now plays at MIT for their team, which is Division III, and then they lost Caroline McCarthy, who plays Division I lacrosse at UNC, and they also lost Rebecca Rosen, who now plays soccer at Brown. But I think that last year they had a pretty productive season, making it all the way to the Nassau County Championship. They fell just short. But I think that this year the team should be similar, have some juniors. They actually, something interesting, they have 2 8th grade call-ups. One of them, we know, Natalie DeMeo, playing her second varsity sport as just an 8th grader.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yep, starting for the girls' basketball team and then also very good at lacrosse, so I think she'll be involved in the team. Like, I mean, anytime an 8th grader is called up, they're not coming to sit on the bench. I think that they'll be involved. But then also, I forget her first name, Brandon Lefcourt's younger sister. So I'm not sure if they're trying out or if they're actually playing because they've obviously passed the Weber, the middle school strength and conditioning test that allows you to go up and play.
Yeah, but isn't they have a couple? I think they have a
they do.
Toby Tick.
Toby Tick is committed to BU.
Yeah,
and I think that as of right now, I think that might be the only one.
Okay, but she's definitely going to be a good talent as a junior coming in to play on this team.
Yeah, definitely. I think that they're similar to us in the fact that they have a younger team, so kind of just going to see how it goes. I don't really have high expectations because it's a different team.
It's just a younger team. They lost very key players, obviously.
But Toby Tick was one of their leading scorers last year, so I
expect her to probably lead this team if they're going to be led. If they're going to be successful, expect her to play pretty well, very well, in fact, because she's one of the only pieces from that championship caliber team last year that is staying around. So one of the top pieces at least. So hopefully they can, find some magic. Hopefully they can, take that experience last year, maybe turn it into some wins and kind of hone the young talent that they have over the course of the year.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, so moving on, going to move into boys tennis. I'll take that one. If anyone has, comments, add that on after. But boys tennis looking to have a pretty good season. Usually they're top toward the conference. I was talking with Ryan Siegel yesterday, one of the captains of the team, and he said they're going to really try to have a Nassau County Championship season. They haven't had one for a while. I know we talked about girls tennis in the fall. They were county championships many times over. However, boys tennis hasn't really followed up with that kind of caliber play, but definitely looking to take some experience from their senior league leaders this year, like Ryan Siegel, and maybe bring up some younger talent. I know WDOT correspondent Charlie Mark also wants to try to make the varsity team as a sophomore, so wishing him the best of luck in that. I believe the tryouts for tennis start a bit later than baseball and lacrosse.
It goes lacrosse and baseball and softball start on March 4th, and then track and tennis start on March 11th.
And then I believe
badminton starts on March 11th too.
And golf would start on the same day as that.
Yes.
Right. So just kind of tennis there. They're definitely trying to improve their standing in the conference. I believe they lost in the playoffs last year in the semis. Not exactly sure about that, but I think they did, and they're just trying to get those senior leaders combined with a couple of young talents and push a run at the conference. Also, I want to talk about boys golf. The golf team, led by Wesleyan commit Jacob Thane, looking to have definitely a great season on the links. They are conference championships, let's see how many years running, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 5 years in a row they have won the conference. So they are a very, very impressive team. They dominate pretty much everyone they face. But they did lose a key senior last year. I forget his name, but he was in one of the in
Spencer
the top
pair.
Yes, Spencer. Yes. So they lost him, and he was one of the in the top five in the rotation, which is I think it kind of works like a similar to cross country where only the top five scores count. Like everyone
it's
plays.
Similar to like bowling too.
Bowling as well. Yes. Everyone kind of does it, but only the top five scores count. Top six, rather. I think it's top six. Also. Some notables, besides Jacob Thane, some seniors that are looking to try to make the top six this year, as they didn't have the chance last year, Will Gropper and Brent Katz, some good talents that look. Brent working on his mid-range game, he told me, definitely wants to improve this season, try to crack that top six, as does Will Gropper. Also, Joe Malconian, basketball player, he's also going to be on the golf team. Working on his game. He was in the top six for a majority of the season last year. However, at the end of the season, kind of fell out of that top six. So we'll look for him to probably stay in that top six for the entire year. Yep. And have a better season. not kind of fall off the table like he did last year. But obviously, if this team is going to be successful, Jacob Fain is going to be successful, and I have no doubts about that. Obviously, a major talent from Shriver committing to Wesleyan for golf, definitely a great accomplishment for him. So hopefully he can lead this team. And individually, golf is also kind of like one of those sports where you do it's the team, but also the individuals, kind of like gymnastics, kind of like tennis, like girls tennis, obviously, where you can have individual players go to state competitions and national competitions. So I believe for the past 2 years, Jacob Fain went to the individual states, and then he placed in the top five in individual states. So he went to the like federations, yeah. East Coast like federations or whatever it is, and also placed there. So look for him to make a run at that this season again, and hopefully the team as a whole.
Yeah, it'll be interesting on Port Vikings. It'll be interesting on Port Vikings to cover how he does. And just as the team does it. I think that this spring sports, there's a lot of excitement, a lot to be looking forward to, especially with the baseball team, high expectations, and I think it's going to be a good season.
No, and I think one of the most important things for our listeners, follow along all of the action on Port Vikings. We're going to try to get you as much coverage as possible. We're at 1,609 followers right now, so getting us up to 2,000 would be a great accomplishment for us by the end of the year. So anyone listening, if you don't already follow, now you know. Go and follow on Instagram.
Well, thank you for listening to our
Vikings
show. Thank you for listening to our show this morning. Have a great day, and we'll catch you next Friday once again here on the Friday Morning Sports Show.